title sent from above.
我们都知道这位从天上所差来的就是耶稣基督。
We know who sent from above means Jesus.
在约翰福音第三章第三十一节，这一位从天下来的是在万有之上，所有从地上来的是属乎地，他所说的也是属乎地。这一位从天上来的是在万有之上。
Book of John, verses 31. The one who comes from the above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth, and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all.
这是耶稣和尼哥底母交谈了以后所写下来的一个结论。
So this is a conclusion after Jesus discussed with Nicodemus.
在这里的结论讲到这一位耶稣是特殊的，是特别的。
Jesus is very special.
他是从天下来的。
And he come from above.
而且这一位呢是在所有万有之上的。
And he's above all.
他不是在万有当中的。
He's not above everything.
并且讲到与这位区别开的是，就是所有从地上来的是属乎地的。
That's why from the earth belongs to the earth.
所以万有都是从地而来的。
So everything belongs to the earth.
我们知道从地而来的都想往上面爬。
From the earth we want to grow up.
每一个受造者都是爬得很辛苦的。
So that's why every Christian thinking they have a hard way.
比较有能力的就把它撑起来。
And some with ability may show puffs up.
经过时间的掏刷以后，还是要回到地上去。
And time after time we came to earth.
这句话是一个很绝对的分界线。
So there's an absolute demarcation.
天只有他。
So on heaven only Jesus.
其他的都是在地上的万有。
So everything belongs to the earth.
我们发现当天来到地的时候呢，地并不喜欢的。
So when he came from heaven, the earth does not like him.
因为从天来的这一位立刻就把我们分别开了。
Because they showed us the demarcation.
这个经历呢，这个交，这个接会面呢，是一个不愉快的会面。
So the encounter is an unpleasant one.
接下来这里说，他就是这位耶稣呢，他将天上所见所闻的见证出来，只是没有人领受他的见证。
So verses 32, he testified to what he has seen and heard, but no one accept his testimony.
也就是这位耶稣，他在天之上的、万有之上的，他看见的、他听见的，他把这些从属天所看见和听见的来见证出来的时候呢，但是人没有办法领受。
Jesus was above all. He testified that, and belong to the earth, we cannot understand it.
所以在这里有一个很大的区别，就是天所说的，地不能明白。
So we belong to the earth, we cannot understand from the above.
但在这里有一个很特殊的事情发生了。
But something special happened.
Could you move to the next one?第三十三节说，那领受他见证的就印上印，证明神是真的。
The man who has accepted it has certified that God is truthful.
也就是在地上的呢没有办法领受，但是有一个特殊的，有一个特别的拣选，这些人呢一领受他的见证呢，他们就好像被封住了，被确证了，确认了神是真的。
The earthling after Jesus testified, then we understand he's the real one.
并且神所差来的这一位耶稣基督，他说的话就是上帝所说的话，因为神赐给他圣灵是没有限量的。
For the one who God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit.
所以这位耶稣基督他讲的话呢，是上帝在讲的话。
So Jesus speaks from the God.
原因是因为上帝把圣灵赐给他，而且赐给他的圣灵是没有限制的。
So God gave Jesus the Spirit without limit.
所以他讲出来的话就是神的话。
So Jesus speaks from God.
当一个人被圣灵充满的时候，他就有可能经验到这样的事情。
So when a man filled with spirit, he can experience the same thing.
但是我们所领受的圣灵还是有限量的。
But the spirit within us has limit.
接下来圣经讲到说，这位天父爱这位从天而来的这位子呢，所以他将万有交在他的手里。
The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in His hand.
这个万有就是所有的一切都在他的手里。
So He placed everything in His hand.
并且告诉我们说，信子的信这位耶稣的这位信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。神的震怒藏在他身上。
Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
这个英文写得很好，他是信进去了，信进去了这位耶稣的，你就得到了永生。
So believe in the Son has eternal life.
所以我们在约翰福音三章十六节，大家都很熟悉。
So we all familiar with John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
God so loved the world and gave the world His only begotten Son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Whoever believe in Him will not perish but have eternal life.
所以基督徒都记得这句话说，信耶稣得永生。
So you believe in Jesus will have eternal life.
我们要回忆一下，当尼哥底母来见耶稣的时候，耶稣怎么对他说呢？
Reflecting on when Nicodemus came to Jesus, what did Jesus say to him?
耶稣对他说，人若不重生，你是没有办法见到神的国的。
So you have to, in order to rebirth, to see the kingdom of God.
你没有办法眼睛被开启，能够看见神的国。
Otherwise, your eye cannot be opened to see the kingdom of God.
接下来耶稣又对他说，你若不从水和圣灵生的话，你没有办法进入神的国。
If you're not born of water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
我们今天刚才所读过的经文，让我们打开，知道说信耶稣、信进入耶稣的时候，我们得的永生是什么东西。
So we have to believe in Jesus, have eternal life. What kind of eternal life?
也就是说，如果你信耶稣，你会得着什么样的祝福
？So what kind of blessing if you believe in Jesus?
基督徒有时候跟着习惯性的说信耶稣得永生。
Sometimes we say believe in Jesus we have eternal life.
那我再问你，你所得的永生是什么呢
？So what kind of eternal life?
所以有的人就照字面解说，信耶稣得永生，就我永远长生不老。
So that means I can live forever.
但是基督徒的坟墓里面也埋了很多基督徒。
But there's a Christian cemetery.
那到底是得什么
？Then what does that mean?
那今天我们刚才所读过的经文里面说，这位从天而下来的这位，让我们能够信他。
He came from above so that we believe in him.
我们可以能够第一件事情，这里讲到说，这一位从天下来的是在万有之上。
Because he's above all.
但是他说，所有从地上来的是属乎地，这些从地上来的呢，他们所说的话呢？都是属乎地的。
So whoever belongs to the earth speaks of the earth.
但是我们若领受了神儿子的永生的生命的话呢，我们就可以经历到一个祝福。
So you believe in the Son of God, then we'll have eternal life with blessing.
我们开始能够分别什么叫做属天的，什么叫做属地的。
Then we could differentiate from above and from the earth.
属天的是什么？属地的是什么？一直等到耶稣基督的生命进来了以后，我们就可以有分别的能力。
Only until the life of Jesus come into your life, then you can verify heavenly versus earthly.
能够知道属天跟属地的分别重要吗
？Is that important to verify heavenly or earthly?
一个人宇宙观是什么？世界观是什么？
What's your cosmopolitan view of every person here?
一个人的人生观、价值观是什么？
What's your value?
这个就在于区别的能力。
That's how you differentiate.
当神的儿子的生命进来的时候呢，我们就有这个立刻可以学习分别什么叫做属天的，什么叫做属地的。
When the sons of God's life enter you, then you can verify what's from heaven and what's from earth.
这样的祝福对我们生活上会不会有影响呢？
Such blessing can affect our life.
有一个家庭我所认识的，她的丈夫常常花很大量的时间在电脑上面。
There's a family I knew, the husband spent lots of time on computer.
他从这个网络上他能够得到很多的知识，他也得到很多的信息。
He came across many knowledge from the internet.
他觉得这个实在太有意义了。
He thought it was so meaningful.
所以他的妻子呢，发现他的丈夫已经爱上另外一个这个电脑啊，所以他的太太呢就转去逛街。
And because his wife thought he was so into computer, so she went shopping all the time.
你有你的喜好，我也可以追求我的喜好。
So we all have our own time to spare.
所以他太太常常买了很多东西放在家里的柜子里面，甚至也放到床底下去。
So after shopping, she put away the stuff she bought in the closet or even under the bed.
所以事实上，他们的房子里面已经有点像仓库一样。
So more and more, the house becoming like a warehouse.
这样的情况之下，两个人彼此之间的张力呢越来越大。
So the tension grew between them.
互相都不能理解对方。
They couldn't understand each other.
所以事实上，他们家庭跟婚姻的品质就开始下降。
So the quality of marriage decreasing day by day.
当这样的难处发现有问题的时候，不知道怎么样解决的时候，他们来到主的面前。
So eventually they came to the Lord.
他们过去都是相所谓的信了耶稣的人。
They were all Christian.
但是他们没有让耶稣的永生在里面丰富起来。
But they don't have the eternal life of Jesus grow within them.
本来如果是这样的两条路继续走下去，丈夫一直的往这个网络上面去发展，然后妻子一直往这个购物方面去发展的话，两个的生活呢一定会出问题的。
They were on separate road to computer and shopping, so problem will come.
当他们都回到主的面前来追求主的时候，他们的观点就开始转变了。
Until they came back to the Lord.Then everything changed.
他们在他们所过去所从事的这些所谓自己的喜好的地方，他们能够区分什么是属天的，什么是属地的。
From their hobby, they can verify what's from heaven and what's from earth.
并不需要有婚姻的指导顾问在那里 指教他们，但是他们就借着这样，耶稣基督的那个生命在里面就改变了他们。
You don't need marriage counseling. As long as you have Jesus' life in you, you can change your own life.
他们过去所喜好的事情上面，他们开始能够区分开来。
So they can differentiate even among their hobbies.
他们开始喜欢追求属天的事情。
Right now they're looking after heavenly things.
他们不需要常常来辩论。
They don't need to argue.
因为他们有一个共同的出发点。
Because they have a common origin.
他们开始能够从属天的角度来看他们的生活。
They can see the life on earth from above.
他们的婚姻当中有什么事情是对属天有益处的，他们就追求那个部分。
So they can see what marriage matters is from above. They will go after that.
他们对那些所谓属地的事情呢，就慢慢味道就淡下来了。
And then they look down upon what's earthly.
不是用一种道德的方法来指责的意思，他们就自然的不会喜欢那样的事情。
You don't need moral accusation. It just comes naturally.
信耶稣好像很高的一个调子，但是也可以很实际的就在我们平常的生活中你可以经验得到的。
The practical application of Jesus' life within your own life.
如果假设这样继续发展下去，假设有一天丈夫觉得很无聊，在网上跟一个不认识的异性在那聊起天来以后，事情发展可能就完全不一样了。
Well, there's possibility of an extramarital relationship from internet.
但是就这么简单的一个追求同一个方向的时候，事情可以很复杂的，可能变成很复杂的，却在很简单的环境之下就完整的和谐的。
Now it's a simple life. They all search for the heavenly thing, and the earthly thing got settled.
因为他们有基督的生命，能够看出什么是属天的，什么是属地的。
They know the life of Christ, then they can verify what's from above and what's on earth.
所以他们的人生观跟价值观就回到 主的面前。
So they all came back to the Lord.
并且这里讲到第二个祝福，说这位耶稣呢，将天上所见所闻的见证出来了，只是没有人领受他的见证。
So testified from heaven by Jesus, but except sometimes we don't understand.
但是如果你领受了基督的生命，神儿子的生命的时候呢，你就有能力去领受耶稣属天的见证。
But if you receive Jesus' life, then you can receive Jesus' heavenly testimonies.
这个时候你对耶稣所的他的关于他的每一件事情呢，你都会从里面得到启示。
So you can see revelation from everything on Jesus.
以前我们还没有领受基督生命的时候呢，听耶稣的事情的时候，好像觉得好像很遥远，跟我没有什么关系，而且这个好像是很愚拙的事情。
Before Jesus came to your life, you think Jesus was something so distant and doesn't make sense.
但是我们看开始能够领受基督的见证的时候呢，这个见证就开启了我们里面。
So once we receive Jesus' heavenly testimony, then everything opens up.
光就会进来了。
Light came into your life.
能够照亮我们里面。
So shine on you.
也可以照亮我们前面的道路
and shine the road ahead of you.
并且有了基督的生命以后呢，三十三节讲到说，那领受他见证的就印上印，证明神是真的。
So verses 33, the man who has accepted has certified that God is truthful.
这句话好像对基督徒来讲，好像应该就是这样才对啊。
Well, we sometimes take it for granted.
认为神本来就是真的啊。
Of course, God is true.
但事实上，有很多属灵的人经历的时候，都不是这么样的一回事。
But quite contrary, we don't experience this way.
因为我们常常对神是不是真的，只是停留在我们的头脑跟知识的里面。
Sometimes we use the knowledge and in our head thinking whether that's true or not about God.
并不是在我们心灵的里面，在我们生命的里面。
But it's not in our life and in our heart about God.
我们看使徒保罗，他过去他有很完整的神学，有很严谨的宗教。
So Apostle Paul was trained in Pharisee, so he knows a lot about scriptures.
等到他遇见了耶稣的时候，他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
Only until he encountered Jesus, then he asked, "Who are you, God?"
他以为他有那一套宗教啊，结果遇到了真正的上帝的时候呢，他不知道他是谁。
So his legalism didn't make him know who God really was.
往往我们对上帝的信仰是一种很模糊的，很朦胧的。
Sometimes we don't understand who God really is. It seems vague and so far away.
关于你所信的这位上帝呢，如果用三个问题连续问下去的话，你就会迷糊的。
So if you ask three questions, you got confused.
就像约伯啊，他经历了人生的大事以后呢，他说出了一个心里面的感动。
So after disaster happened to Job, then he said what's in his heart.
他是一个很虔诚的人。
He's a devout Christian.
他为他的十个孩子呢，天天为他们在那里献祭，在那里祷告。
He prayed and sacrificed for all 10 his sons and children.
一直遇到大的事情临到他以后呢，他才说出来说，过去风闻有你这位上帝。
So until disaster struck, inside in the past I only heard about God.
如今亲眼看见你。
Now I really see you.
所以我们的信仰会有这样的一个过程的。
So it's a journey about your belief.
我们开始的时候以为我们 很了解，很知道上帝的。
Sometimes we thought we knew God.
一直到神的儿子的生命在我们里面丰满了以后呢，我们才能够真的知道，原来上帝你是这样的一位。
Until Jesus really enrich our life, then we really know God.
这个时候你会有一种的感觉，因为你信进去了，神对你来讲是那么的真。
Until you believe in God, then God is really true to you.
你可以感受到你是活在他，活生生的活在他的面前。
So you feel you are really alive in front of him.
第三十四节说，神所差来的这位耶稣呢，他就说上帝的话。
Verses 34, for the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God.
因为上帝赐给他圣灵是没有限量的。
For God gives the Spirit without limit.
所以一个被基督的生命丰满的人呢，你就能够怎样？你就能够明白神的话。
If your life enriched by Jesus, then you can understand God's word.
这个时候对你来讲，在圣灵的引导和开导之下呢，圣经的话对你来讲就变成是真的。
Then Bible become real.
是活的。
And Bible is alive.
否则的话，你会觉得你看圣经怎么看好像都是有矛盾。
Otherwise, sometimes you don't think Bible really makes sense.
很多的障碍。
And a lot of obstacles for you to understand.
你会觉得这是过时的东西。
And sometimes think it's out of date.
你看了以后，你没有办法得到领受的。
You feel nothing when you read.
事实上，神的话不是神话。
So God's word is not Pharisee.
不是人的话。
And it's not man's word.
更不是鬼话连篇。
And it's not
baloney.
And it's not nonsense.
所以神的话事实上是神自己说出来的。
God speak His word.
当基督的生命在你里面丰满的时候呢，神的话就开始对你产生这样的一个反应。
When Jesus life in you, then God's words make sense.
神的话那么的真实。
It feels so true.
而且不但这样，你还会喜欢神的话。
And you will like God's word.
你会发现神的话很芳香，还甘甜的。
And it's so sweet and rich.
比蜜还要甘甜
，sweeter than honey，
比金银还要宝贵
，and it's precious, more precious than gold。
在文化大革命的时候，有一对夫妻。
During Revolution, there was a couple。
那个妻子是一个基督徒
，the wife was a Christian。
她爱耶稣
，she loved Jesus。
在那个时候，所有的圣经都被抄了
，at that time, all the Bible were confiscated。
那个太太保留了几章的圣经。
She only kept several pages.
她把它藏得很安稳的地方。
And hid at a very secure place.
每个夜晚，她就在暗暗的光下，她来读那个圣经。
Every night she read the Bible.
她的丈夫是一个不信的。
And her husband was an atheist.
他们受这样的一个困难的痛苦的时候呢，她的丈夫发现她的妻子对那个圣经那样的得到祝福。
During the suffering.At Cultural Revolution, and the husband felt her, the husband felt his wife was blessed.
因为两个人都同样被批斗
because they suffered the same thing.
但是为什么他的妻子经过痛苦又那个喜乐又能够满意出来
？But after suffered, the wife felt the blessing.
所以他开始觉得一定有道理的在里面的。
Then the husband felt it must be something.
因为 那种环境的时候，他每件事情都是非常真实的。
Because they really suffered.
不能用一种好像心理作用就把它应付过去的。
You cannot say it's not real in your mind.
所以他发现他的妻子，那个被人家批斗了以后，还能够有喜的源头，原来就是他去看那几张纸而已。
And he discovered her origin of pleasure just the several pages of Bible.
所以他跟他的妻子说：“可不可以让我看一下
？”So he asked to read the Bible.
就这几页的圣经
，just several pages left.
在那样难处的时候，她的丈夫就真的拿那几页圣经反复的看，因为你再看久一点就看完了。
Because they're so limited, so she read the same pages over and over again.
最后，她的丈夫心被上帝触摸了
，So his heart was touched by God.
他开始领受基督的生命。
So he received the light of Jesus.
神的话变成那么的真实。
So Bible became real to him.
因为人在极大苦难的中的时候呢，假的东西没有用的。
During suffering, only the real thing means something.
所以他跟着他的妻子一起在那里背那几页的圣经。
So he recited the Bible with his wife.
后来他们被判必须要分发到那个劳改的地方去。
So they went, they were sentenced to the labor camp.
她的丈夫必须先离开。
Husband need to go first.
他们家已经是一清二白了。
There's really nothing left in the household.
当她要离开的时候，她的丈夫要离开的时候，她的妻子说：“家里还有什么东西你愿意带走，你就带走吧。”
So when he left.The wife asks, "What else do you want to take? Just take it."
她的丈夫说：“我什么都不带， 我就要带你那几张纸。
So can I take the Bible with me?
当她的丈夫说出这句话的时候，她的妻子说不行。
And the wife said, "You can't."
最后实在没办法，只好分一半给她的丈夫。
So they shared. So they split the remaining pages.
因为神的话是真的。
Because they all know Bible is real.
这是他们认为往后还要走辛苦的路，唯一的依靠就是这个来源。
They said only the Bible can sustain them throughout all the difficulties ahead of them.
当你领受基督儿子的生命的时候，你就会知道，哇，神的话这么样的真实。
When you receive Jesus' life, then you will understand Bible is so real.
当你有这样领受的时候，你来读圣经的时候，不会成为重担的。
So, under such circumstances, you don't feel reading Bible is a burden anymore.
真的，在读圣经的时候，好像就跟久违的情人见面一样。
It seems just like meeting a lover from long ago.
所以我如果跟你们分享说，我一天花了好几个钟头在那里读圣经，这是好的无比的一件事情。
That's why I spend so many hours studying Bible every day. It's such a wonderful thing for me personally.
这是我基督徒的特权啊。
That's a privilege as a Christian.
因为基督的儿子的生命在我里面。
Because Jesus' life grows in me.
所以我可以花很长的时间在那里享受。
That's why I enjoy so many hours every day.
信耶稣得永生。
That's why believe in Jesus, you can have eternal life.
这就是其中的一点点的祝福。
This is the blessing, one of the blessings.
因为他说的就是上帝的话。
Because Jesus said God's words.
因为上帝赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
Because God gave Jesus the Spirit without limit.
所以我们如果让圣灵来带领我们来读上帝的话的时候，你就会享受到那个没有限量的供应。
So if you really feel so, then you will have blessing without limit as well.
第三十五节他说，父爱子已将万有交在他的手里。
Verses 35, the Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hand.
当我们领受了神儿子的生命，享受到这个永生的时候呢，你就会经历到一件事情，你会看见万有真的是在耶稣的手里。
So once you believe in Jesus and have eternal life, and you will see the authority of Jesus.
他是那位掌权者。
So he has power over everything.
所以我认识原你是掌管万有的这位主。
So since he has power over everything,
这个时候你会在爱的里面呢，你会来顺服这位掌管一切的这位主。
Not only you love him and will obey him since he has power over everything.
你会很欢喜的顺服在他的权柄之下。
And out of joy, you submit to him.
你越顺服他，你越喜乐。
The more you submit, the more joyful you become.
你好像是那个爱慕他主人的仆人一样。
Just like obedient servant with a wonderful master.
在旧约的里面，他们说一个奴隶呢，服侍他的主人，到了一个年限的时候呢，他有权利呢离开他的主人，主人要释放他得自由。
In the Old Testament, after this servant serves certain years, he has right to become free.
他可以自由的就离开他的主人。
And he has the right to leave the master.
他可以不再做奴隶了。
No longer be a slave or a servant.
但是有一个特殊的情况。
But there's a special circumstance.
如果这个奴隶觉得他的主人实在爱他，对他太好的话，他可以向主人提出一个要求。
If the slave feels the master loves him so much,
他可以要求他的主人用一个钉子啊，在他的耳垂啊，在他的脚的地方钉上去。
So he can ask the master to nail something to his ear.
证明说我永远就属你，我永远留在你的家里服侍你，做你的仆人。
As a mark, he's willing to stay as a servant or slave forever.
做你的仆人是我最大的荣耀。
So being Jesus' servant is the utmost blessing.
当基督的生命丰富在里面，我们得着那个丰满的永生的时候，你就会有自然这样的反应出来了。
So when Jesus enrich you and give you eternal life, you will love to do that.
你会说，主人啊，你千万不要打发我离开你。
So you will say, Master, never leave me alone.
让我常常活在你的面前。
Let me always be in your presence.
让我来服侍你。
Let me serve you.
我看见你的喜乐，我就满足了。
I see your joys, I'm satisfied.
信耶稣可以得永生。
believe in Jesus, you will have eternal life.
这是我们可以得着的。
This is what I can get.
最后这里讲到第三十六节，他说信进去，信子的，信耶稣的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒藏在他身上。
Verses 36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
所以信耶稣得那个丰满的永生了以后呢，你就能够享受属天的平安。
So after receive eternal life, you can enjoy heavenly peace.
你和这位全能的上帝呢，你们之间的关系是和谐的。
So you have peace with Almighty God.
因为你常常做他喜悦的事情。
Because you live life pleasing to him.
你常常行在他的旨意的里面。
So his will is your will.
所以从我们的身上呢，对神而言呢，神看着我们说：“哎，这一位啊，我一想到他，心想事成啊。”
So that's God. If we're pleasing to God, then God will show pleasure to us too.
用一个俗话来讲，就是上帝不再找你麻烦了。
So He will not find fault with you.
弟兄姐妹，我们如果没有领受这样、享受这样的生命的时候呢，你有一种叫做属灵上的焦虑跟烦躁的。
If you don't do so.You are very anxious.
你会觉得不知道什么时候神又要找我麻烦。
So you don't know what God's, when God's wrath will fall upon you.
所以有不少的基督徒没有真正活在属天的平安的里面。
That's why so many Christians don't really enjoy the heavenly peace.
常常让里面的那种罪疚感啊控制我们。
And then was stricken by guilty feeling.
我们跟这位上帝的关系可以从开始他是救主，我是罪人。
So he was a savior, we were sinners.
接下来我们或许往前走一点，他是主人，我们是仆人。
Then we mature, he become master, we become servant.
基督丰满了以后呢，我们会更深的经历到他是我们的朋友。
Further up, God will become our friends.
更深的经历了以后，我们会发现他是我的情人，他是我的爱人。
Then God will be our lovers.
就好像夫妻的关系一样。
Almost like husband and wife.
所以这样的是一种享受。
So it's a very enjoyable.
不是忍受。
So it's not just tolerable.
是一个得着基督生命里面，我们得到大大的祝福。
So with Jesus' life, we have so many blessings.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在这里看见信耶稣的人，你在永生的里面，你能够有这些下面这六件事情。
So believing Jesus, not only have eternal life, you have the six above mentioned stuff.
我们能够分辨属天的或属地的。
So we can verify heavenly or earthly.
所以我们可以过一个分别为圣的生活。
So we can sanctify it.
第二件事情，我们可以领受耶稣属天的见证。
Also we can receive Jesus' heavenly testimonies.
我们能够看见属天的实际。
So we know what's in heaven.
并且我们能够知道神是真的。
And we know he's real.
他是活活的神。
So he's alive and well.
并且我们能够明白神的话。
And we know God's words.
这时候圣经对你来讲，它是一个活的话语。
So whatever in Bible is really real to us.
它是真理。
It's truth.
也认识到耶稣所有的万有都在他的手里，所以我能够服在耶稣的权柄之下。
Because Jesus' authority, we obey and surrender.
最末了，上帝的震怒不会在我身上的。
So we're no longer afraid of God's wrath.
他喜悦我。
He enjoyed our presence.
所以我可以享受属天的平安。
So we will have heavenly peace.
信耶稣得永生。
Believe in Jesus, we will have eternal life.
弟兄姐妹，这是丰富的宝藏等着我们去领取。
This is so richly a pleasure for us to discover.
中间或许有很多的征战。
And we have struggle in life.
我们未得之地尚多。
Because we all struggle for earthly things.
我们来仰望他。
Let's look upon him.
因为他说信耶稣可以得丰满的永生。
Because we can be enriched through Jesus' life in us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.